somebody's talking, some windows were broken. Please say if you know, call them. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Rifleman, played by Chuck Connors, used his rapid-firing Winchester rifle with deadly accuracy to defend his family and the townsfolk of North Fork, New Mexico. And now, thanks to the U.S. Air Force Monument Committee, you have a chance to win a great weapon of your own. Choose from a Henry Repeating Arms Golden Boy rifle, a 20-gauge home protection shotgun, and a Smith & Wesson 9mm pistol with free concealed carry class. Gun raffle tickets are available at the Classic Cafe, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center at 2427 Athens Avenue in Reading. You can also get tickets at the upcoming Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser on February 25th at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Raffle tickets are only $10 each, and only 150 will be sold for each gun. Thanks for supporting the Air Force Monument Project.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Morning, Jefferson. How are we doing out there? It's not raining yet, but I'm sure it will be. Damn rain. We love the damn rain. We love the dams. Too bad they're crumbling and falling apart. Morning, Terry.
Good morning, Wynn.
How's it going?
Going good, buddy.
Good. And Bob Martin, you're keeping us alive here. Thank you, Bob.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing well.
Yes, it's the calm between the storms here this morning.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys?
So far, so good. How about you, Terry?
Well, I'm good, and good. You're good, and Bob, good.
That's all good.
We're all good.
It's all good.
It is.
Everything's good in Jefferson.
You know, it kind of gets aggravating when people say everything's all good.
Sorry, I'll stop.
We live in California.
Yeah, we still do.
And by the way, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, the Reading Patriots at 3276 Chelly Lane will be having former Supervisor Bill Chappelle in, and Bill will be talking about SB 54. That's the Senate bill that makes California a sanctuary state. And
nice.
That will lead into the resolution that was originally written in Tehama County. Their Board of Supervisors passed it, and that states that the county of Tehama will not comply with a sanctuary state position simply because the jurisdiction belongs to the federal government on immigration, not to the state. And really and truly, I mean, there's been comment about that and talk about that, how that resolution is something that is, well, to a degree, just symbolic. Because the sheriff and the law enforcement people do realize that the jurisdiction doesn't fall within the state anyway. However, California is a state that doesn't abide by law anyway. It's almost like, what's the difference? What do you think, Wynn?
Agreed. And I'm glad Tehama, once again, manned up, so to speak, and are doing the right thing for their constituents and setting a precedence for the rest of the state to follow. And hopefully the rest of the counties will fall in line, especially the Jefferson counties. Of all counties, they should be doing the same thing. So hopefully they're all going to follow suit and do the same thing and say, we will not comply with this.
Well, I was noticing in the paper this morning that we have a new law that's being passed in California. What a shock, huh? That's, 3001? And this one is Assembly Bill number 424, and it basically says that it deletes the provision that lets the school superintendents allow CCWs on campus. McCarthy, who is the representative, who is also a Democrat, Kevin McCarthy is, who put this legislation forward, believes that the only people that should have guns are law enforcement. We watched a movie last night, my wife and I, and I recommend it to everyone. It's called The Woman in Gold. It's about a woman whose family was Jewish in Austria during World War II. And virtually they had what turned out to be millions and millions of dollars of beautiful artwork that the Nazis took. It's about the story how she fights to get it back in 1996, almost 50 years after the war.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's an amazing story. I recommend it to watch it. It's called Woman in Gold. It's just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, when you see what happens when a government takes your rights away and a government comes in and is able to confiscate property, able to confiscate all your rights, all your liberties, it's appalling. And California virtually is doing that. Let's just get it out on the table. That's what they're doing.
Absolutely. That's exactly what they're doing. And we need to learn from history and not let it repeat itself and take care of business.
Anyway, we love to hear from you guys, too. The number is 605-4567, 605-4567. We love to hear from you. Also, we went to a meeting on Thursday down in Corning.
Right.
It was very good. We went to the Corning Patriots meeting, and Bob Williams was there, the supervisor who initially penned or at least got the idea together for the resolution against actually Senate Bill number 54.
Yeah.
And it was a good meeting. I think a lot of people got enlightened. It was being filmed. And I believe that a lot of people down there got a good understanding of exactly where we are in Jefferson, where we are with the court case, and more importantly, where we're going to be in just a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of good stuff coming up, and it's going to be happening fairly quickly. And like Terry mentioned, too, Monday, when Bill Chappelle is going to be there at 3276 at Bocelli Lane, he'll be doing his part of the program at 6 o'clock. And at 5:30, that's when we have our Jefferson meeting. So we have our Jefferson meeting and then go into the Patriot meeting if you'd like to do that as well. And we have two programs for the or two different things that we do with Jefferson. We have the new class where if people are just trying to get interested, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to get their questions answered, we do that in a separate room. And we do our best to answer all the questions, and typically we're able to answer all of them because of the experience that we've had so far and information that we've gleaned through the process. So we go through that process and try to get those people up to speed as to where Jefferson stands right now as of today's date. And then they can also, after they get up to speed on that part of the program, then they can go over to the other class if they like, and or the meeting actually. It's not a class, but a meeting. And that's where the rest of the Patriots or Jeffersonians are talking about what's going on locally and or throughout Jefferson. We're talking about fundraising, which is a hugely important thing that we need to do in all counties of Jefferson right now, because we have to have money for our legal team. In order to pay for her liberty, we have to be able to pay the attorneys who are fighting the case for us, because none of us are well-versed in this information and have yet to be able to put ourselves out there to do that. We have to have a team working for us, and that's exactly what we have. And keep in mind, they've worked for over a year pro bono of gleaning information, putting this program together as far as what we're going to be doing and what we're going to be taking to court and when we file and how we file and all that stuff that the attorneys know that we are grateful that they're willing to do. And they're truly patriot attorneys that we have, and they want to make this happen. And keep in mind that once they make this happen and help us get through this process, they're going to have knocks on their doors by other states that are looking to do the same thing. And there are several states that are looking to do the same thing. We're at the tip of the spear. They're watching what we are doing. The other states are. They're contacting the leadership in Jefferson, and they're asking, what are you guys doing? How are you doing it? And why are you doing it? And we explain it to them. And then the light comes on. They're like, well, we can do that. And so they're working on their part at home, and they're developing what they need to do at home. So they know that it has to be them to do it, because it's been us doing it here on our own, and they have different issues that they need to fight in their states. And I can't imagine any state is as bad off as California. However, there could be another one, maybe New York, I don't know, as far as what the garbage goes on for the rural counties. And so that's why we are doing what we're doing. We're fighting the fight. We're going to get through this process. We're making things happen. And a lot of people think, you know, we're not doing anything. Well, keep in mind that there's a lot of behind the scenes things that people aren't privy to only because you don't show your hand prior to going into the game. If you're playing cards, you're not going to show your hand. And that's exactly where we're at right now. And we're playing pretty strong game of poker right now on keeping things where it needs to be. And we're going to win. We're going to win this. And so people have to understand that we know that we're going to win this. And it may not be in the first court, but it definitely will be in the second court. So, you know, if people have questions, ideas, concerns, don't hesitate to get a hold of us either through the Jefferson website at soj51.net. You can go on there and you can hit contact us and email us, and we can get to your we can respond to you either through email, phone call, or if you want to come to our meetings, be happy to meet you there and talk to you about what's going on Jefferson. So if you have questions, give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll see what we can do to answer the questions. Terry, do you have anything else you wanted to add into this?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there's a very good point in meeting every week. If you meet every week as a group to decide what kind of fundraising you're going to do, what you're going to do as far as your activism, what you're going to do as far as your Jefferson group growing, education of the public, et cetera, it's better to meet more often than not. If you meet once a week, you're going to be able to meet around 50 times a year if you take a couple of weeks off. If you meet once a month, you're meeting 12 times a year. So exponentially, you're going to be able to get more done meeting once a week.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, too, because there's so much going on that, you know, when you working with your team weekly, you're talking to them more often. You're talking to them throughout the week as well. I know that, like, Jan, she's a great right arm for us. She keeps us afloat on a lot of things going on here in Shasta County. And so she and I met this week, you know, just – we meet in parking lots a lot of times. Here, do you have this? Do you have that? Yep, great. We swap stuff and we go on our way. And that's how it works. It's a team effort. There are no paychecks. Believe me, there are no paychecks here. And we are actually throwing money out of our pocket into the movement so the movement can happen. So keep that in mind when people are talking about Jefferson, people are working in Jefferson. We're doing it for the love of this area. We're doing it for the love of our family, and we're trying to keep it afloat so that we can have our sovereign state and get out from the rule and criminal rule of California. So, you know, the dams are just one of the many things that are falling apart. Look around us. You know, I mean, if that's just the tip of the iceberg, you think about the dams, you think about the logging, you think about all the mining and the natural gas and all that other kind of stuff that's going on. We need to make sure that we get that addressed and we get moving forward. Okay, well, we're going to move off to our first break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
And if you'd like to call, our number is 530-605-4567.
Know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit soj51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Your call is never ending.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up, to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying, or just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we're moving on up.
Moving on up. We're moving on up, and we don't have to pack a bag. That's what we're going to do.
Let me ask you something, Wim. What is this?
Silence.
Not much. Is that dancing, buddy?
No, it's not dancing. This is twitching. Hey, so what I want to mention really quickly, so that everybody's aware of it, is that we have three ways to help fund Jefferson. So at this point, we have a GoFundMe account. So you can go to GoFundMe.com, and then it'll pop up, and then you can type in, it'll say search or city or whatever in the white box in the middle there. Click on that and type in state, and then put a hyphen of, and then another hyphen, Jefferson. So state of Jefferson and a hyphen between in the middle. And then hit enter, and then it'll pop it right up. You'll see the green screen. You can click on it. You can see how much has been put into GoFundMe, into the GoFundMe account so far. And so you can read some of the comments that people have left. You can see who's donated, if they've donated with their name or anonymously, whatever. So you can see that, and then you can donate yourself if you like. And then we have another option. You can go to PayPal, and you can go to soj51.net and click on our website there. And then up at the top right-hand side, it'll say PayPal or donation. Click on that, and then you just go into the PayPal account, and you can get registered and sign up that way and do a donation if you'd like. And then if you don't want to do either one of those and you just want to write a check or send a money order, and some people have sent cash, you can send it to P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, 96073. So those are the three ways we have right now. We're looking to hopefully be able to have a credit card machine here fairly soon. We're working with the bank on that. So if we can get that going up and running too, because a lot of people say they would donate, but a lot of times when we go to events, they don't either have cash or check or anything else, but they said, well, I got my credit card. Can you take that? And so we're looking to have that option available as well. But once we have that, I'll let you know. But the three ways to do it as of today are the GoFundMe account, the PayPal account, and the P.O. Box. And so you can go to the website and you can see all those ways, all three ways of doing it, and it'll explain it to you. So please help us out. Make it happen. We're moving forward with or without the money. We're moving forward. So it would be really nice to be able to pay the bill as we go, because we don't want to be indebted to anyone. So that's where we're headed. All right, Terry, what else you got?
Well, with that, a little update on the court case. We're very, very close for folks who don't know. We have just one more thing to do out of the gazillion things that we had to do. Once that particular process for the one last thing we have to do is finished, then we will move on and file the court case. We believe it's going to be very, very soon. The attorneys are getting a lot of the paperwork back now, which is good, so there's not a delay for that. There are being the rest of the case is being compiled, and we would expect to file very, very shortly. Rather than giving a date, I can tell you it will be spring. That's one thing we can't tell you. I got a chuckle from my partner over here.
Official spring or just soon?
Well, spring training.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, we were talking the other night about the representation position that we have in California. And frankly, there's a lot of other states that are going through the same thing, nowhere near as egregiously as ours. But the one thing that's very important to understand is that as we go on here and as we fight this fight, that this court case is about representation. The court does not have the jurisdiction or the means to create a new state. So remember, this is about representation and representation only.
That's right. Absolutely. And the representation that we have is pretty much non-existent. So think about, you know, every vote that you've ever cast and everything that you put aside to make that vote cast count and all the research and the reading that you've done in the past to understand the process, and then your vote doesn't count. So if you don't feel a little bit scorned by just that part of the process, I don't know what would make you feel scorned, but... And then when our votes are cast, then California does what they want anyway. And, you know, who's to say that they're not being criminal about it? And who's to say that they're not counting our votes or just, you know, fixing it so that it'll go the way they want it to go? Just saying. It's been said before. It'd probably be, you know, we could look into it. But what's going to happen? Is it going to change anything? No, not in this state. They do what they want to do. So at this point, the cleanest, easiest thing to do is to separate from California and then move forward as Jefferson. And our worst day in Jefferson is our last day in California. Keep that in mind. That's the worst day we're going to have. So unless we've had them already, who knows? But if the worst day we're going to have is going to be our last day in California. And then from that point on, we're moving forward, moving up, taking care of business and getting things done for everyone, that all the citizens of Jefferson.
In the next 2 weeks, we're going to have an interview with reporter Roxana Solano with RT News. It'll be one that'll be on TV and be cast on the internet. When she was asking her questions, she was asking about the difference between the state of Jefferson and, of course, Cal Exit. And that's pretty simple. We want to add a star, not take one off. Mm-hmm. But in talking to her, I had realized that she had not read the California Initiative for statehood, initiative number 16-0011. And I read her the first five sentences. I read this on the air last week, and I'm sure most of you you've either heard this or seen this. But she was really kind of taken back on the verbiage of a state actually having an initiative on a ballot that creates or wants to create another initiative to secede from the United States of America and become their own country. I mean, it's just... We've let this get so far, it's unbelievable. And the other night on Thursday when we had our meeting down in Corning, it was interesting to hear Bob Williams talk about the fact that there's as many as 3,000, I'm going to say that again, 3,000 laws that California tries to pass a year. 3,000 on the books. That's insane.
Wow.
And one other point, we were asking, well, how many of those have we won? Well, he could think of two. And I believe Bob has been in office for at least 8 years. I know that.
Yeah.
And he could think of two that we have defeated from the left-wing legislative body we have in California. And those two were only defeated because Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed them.
Vetoed them, yeah. So we didn't really
get anything
at all. No. And you think about that, 3,000 a year. That's amazing. So how does that work? And, you know, and we know that Schwarzenegger was not a friendly. He was more of a Democrat than he was a Republican by all sense of the word of actions that he'd taken. But he did actually veto a few things that needed to be vetoed. So we need to clean house. We need to make things done. Done correctly. We need to make sure that we're all following the protocol. And by doing that, coming up with a constitutional state, a sovereign state, we follow the Constitution, then we need to make it happen. Okay, we have a gentleman that is on the line right now?
Yeah, we have a guest from El Dorado County, a good friend and a leader down there. I believe, well, maybe not. I have a mic.
Is that the right last name?
Oh, did I get the name wrong?
You did. It's Mike Thomas. Are you there, Mike?
I got him mixed up with Bob Williams. Okay. He's here.
Are you there, buddy?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Mola's talking to you.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. How you doing, Wynn?
Pretty good, pretty good. What's happening down in El Dorado?
Well, right now, I can actually see a little blue sky here and there.
There you go.
Hey, Mike, this is Terry. Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself?
Where do I start with that one?
Well, you know, I know you're pithy, number one. And number two, I want to hear a little bit about your coaching. That's what I want to hear about.
Well, I played football myself down at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, and actually got talked into helping out coaching at Tascadero High School. I fell in love with the kids, and that's kind of what changed my path in terms of a career. I decided that that's something that I wanted to do, and I did it for 16 years. So I ended up always wanting to come back to El Dorado County, and grew up in Sacramento, but my dad built a cabin in El Dorado County back in 47. So this is where I wanted to be, and this is where I ended up.
You know, the reason I ask you that question is we
Ponderosa High School, Sierra College, and then they opened a new high school at Oak Ridge, and I ended up there. Anything more?
Yeah. The reason I ask you that question is that, you know, as we look at what's going on here, we're finding so many people from all different walks of life that have done everything. And your life experience working with kids, your life experience working with people, and the understanding that that what sports can bring. It can bring teamwork. It can bring integrity. It can bring life values. And you've been a great leader down there. Now, you did attend the RCRC meeting this last week. Where the was there any talk about the resolution that was written up in Tehama County at all?
Only because I brought it up. But the RCRC, for you know, the audience may not know what that is. It's Rural Counties for Representation of California, and there's 35 counties in California that they consider to be rural, and each of those counties appoint a one of the board of supervisors to sit in on that board. And I had never been to a meeting. Actually, the one that I went to last week was an executive committee meeting. So it was not all 35 supervisors were there, but there was, I think, 8 or 9 that were there. And there's a public comment period at the beginning of the meeting that I was able to get up and talk a little bit about Jefferson and the direction that we're going, where we are, where we're heading. And at the very end, I brought up that resolution because the chair of that RCRC is actually Bob Williams from Tehama County. And basically, I was saying that if you don't support that, you're non-American.
Well, did you get any feedback at all from any of the supervisors there when you discussed Jefferson in private with anybody? What was the general consensus and what kind of feedback did you get?
It's amazing. You know, I mean, all feedback I got on my individual conversations was extremely positive. I didn't have conversations with all of them, of course, but the ones that I did have, they are kind of in a situation where, wow, you know, is this thing really going to happen? And I said, absolutely. It is just a matter of time, in my opinion. I mean, it's kind of like the Auburn Dam. Eventually, they're going to build the Auburn Dam.
Well, I think that down in El Dorado, you guys have done a marvelous job. And one thing I wanted to ask you, I remember when you went before your board of supervisors, there was a huge amount of people. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people that went to that meeting that wanted liberty. And I think that that's important only because of the activity that we seem to have with the folks, that people really want liberty, that people understand that Jefferson's the only way, that we don't have representation, and how we're ignored by our elected officials. Can you give us a little tiny bit of that background of what happened that day when you guys went forth and did a presentation to the Board of Supervisors in El Dorado County?
Well, as you know, you were here, and that was quite a long time ago now. That was about a year and a half ago. And Mark Baird came down all the way from Siskiyou County to do a presentation to our Board of Supervisors, and we made sure that we let all the people in El Dorado County that were following the movement at that time know about it. And what was amazing was the turnout. And I think there was three or four TV networks.
At least.
I was amazed at the turnout, actually. We had probably over 400 people that got past the highway patrol because they started setting up barricades. One of the supervisors had called the CHP and said, hey, we don't have any parking up here. It's going to be a safety issue and keep these people from coming. You know, so they set up barricades right off the freeway and were redirecting traffic. And I wasn't there, but you know, I heard estimates that another 400 would have showed up if they had not been turned around.
Well, the reason I bring this up is that this was a year and a half ago, but the momentum that you and the folks that work with you have brought to El Dorado has been amazing. I know that when we had our assembly in July, you had like 60 people that came to the assembly in July in Live Oak, and I know what great momentum you have, what great people you have. And, the other thing that other groups could model after yourself and after Shasta County and some of the other counties that meet more often, you seem to have really good communication and a lot of it with your people. How do you guys work that?
Well, we have meetings.
Yes.
And we've just been meeting when we need to meet. But we've now gotten to the point where we're meeting. We actually have a meeting place that we anchored down for the rest of this year, and we set a date. It's the second Wednesday of each month, and right now it's at the Round Table Pizza place. We've got the back room there. And what's amazing is I put this out on our database, which is over 3,000 now. And first time ever I put it on the database, but my goodness, we had 55 people there that I wasn't even expecting. And so we immediately outgrew that room. And it just goes to show you how this thing is, it's gone through ups and downs, this movement that... I've watched it. It's gone through simmering stages to boiling stages. And with this Cal Exit going on and all these little individual groups like Indivisible and all this stuff, people are starting to really wake up. And I think we are so fortunate that we were able to get a president in there that's going to hopefully get his nominee for the Supreme Court in there soon, because that'll definitely help our cause.
I think so too, just for the folks so they understand, when we do go to federal court in front of a three-judge panel, that the process of appeal would be to the Supreme Court, nowhere else. We're going to go off to a break here, Mike. We're going to hold you over, and folks, if you want to call in, ask Mike a question or anything else, it's 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come for 51.
Amen. My bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split. I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit. Ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Whoa, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Hey, we're back. Mike, hey, I got a quick question for you. You guys have a sheriff down there. Is he a constitutional sheriff?
Absolutely.
All right. Can you give us a little bit of background on him that you know of and how he is to work with and whatnot?
Well, I know that he attended the first Jefferson meeting, the same one that I did, and that was on February the 28th, and it was 2015 here in El Dorado County. And it was at the American Legion Hall, which we had another packed room for that.
Yeah, I was there for that. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That was
crazy.
Yeah,
I remember. I remember you were there, and Terry was there, and Mark
Sally
was there, and,
yeah.
And Red.
And Red, yeah.
Those are the four that I remember were there.
You were there, Mike.
Yes. anyway, he left that meeting thinking that he just saw history being made, and I can't tell you that, you know, the feeling that I had, my gosh, there is actually a way that we can do something. If we unite, we can actually get our freedom and liberty back. It offered the hope. And it's funny because it was about 3.5 years ago I got a phone call from one of my buddies up in Modoc County. He was raising buffalo up there, and he says, what do you know about the state of Jefferson? And I said, what? what's that? Had never heard of it. And he started telling me about it, and I said, well, good for you guys. You know, it doesn't do me any good down here. You know, if you ever get down to El Dorado County, I'm going to join and do whatever I can to move this thing forward, and now here we are.
There you go. You got to be careful what you wish for, huh?
We've got a caller on the line. Doyle, are you there?
Good morning, Doyle.
Are you there, Doyle?
Doyle, turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hey, Doyle, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to have you and Terry remind the audience just how far in debt California is. That's why Jerry Brown was so quick to stick his hand out to try to get money from the federal government to fix the Oroville Dam. And, the, you know, I could give many, many, many more examples of that, but California is about done, and the retirement system and everything is gone.
Amen, brother. You're right.
One thing about the dam is there was money, there was some money, but Jerry decided to divert it to somewhere else.
Diversion.
Diversion. And
Well, that was back in 2005, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've had plenty of opportunities to do something, and you see what their priorities are, like with the bullet train. Yep. Yeah, we need that.
Sure we do.
Well, they're not getting the funding for that either. So I think a lot of this is something to where even when you look at your local community, I know right here in Redding, and maybe Mark can address this on the way things are in El Dorado County, but I know right here in Redding, California, our unfunded liabilities just in the city of Redding is $315 million. And we just had a city manager retire at the ripe old age of 52 years old who's going to be receiving approximately, $200,000+ a year in retirement. Mike, what kind of situations do you have in your county as far as the unfunded liabilities and the stability of the county?
Well, it's the same. It's a mirror image of what you're talking about. The Board of Supervisors and our auditor controller over here, I don't think, you know, they have a clue as to what direction we're going, but I don't think they have a clue as to how to turn it around. You know, and nobody seems to be addressing this issue. It's like Doyle just brought up the bullet train, okay? They pass this thing with a certain number in mind, just like so many other projects in California over the years. But right now, according to Howard Jarvis, that bullet train is coming in at $25 million over budget per mile.
Per mile.
And they're, you know, the bullet train is designed for 800 miles. So if you do $25 million for 800 miles, you're looking at $20 billion over budget. That's over what they estimated cost to do it originally. Ridiculous.
Well, it is, you know, and again, it's the old adage of if you don't have the money, you may as well spend it, right?
Yeah.
Doyle, are you there? Are you okay? Doyle is gone. Okay, folks, if you have a question for anything, and we're going to go off to our last break here real quick, but if you have a question or anything for Mike or Wynn or myself, 605-4567, 605-4567.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Has come for 51. Many times over.
Many times over.
Many times over. Hey, Mike, you still there with us, right?
I'm still here, Wynn.
All right, thanks for holding on. Hey, quick question. What have you guys been doing down in your county? Are you guys partnering up with any other groups or clubs, organizations? What are you doing to get your support of the locals?
Well, we're launching a campaign. We're in the midst of that right now to start approaching the businesses down here and showing what our vision is of a new state when the businesses can really, really, really benefit by some of the things that we are envisioning for Jefferson. The regulation, getting those off everybody's back, and then the main thing is we would like to try and have a state that doesn't have any corporate income tax. So if they're incorporated, they would not have to be paying that. And I think a lot of businesses here just don't realize that we could do that.
That's good.
Well, you know, if you're a business in California, and I happen to own a business in California, the regulation, just the environment of trying to do business. I know that I'm sure your county is the same way, and the cities in your county are the same way. The cost of permits, the cost of all the regulations, I mean, all the restrictions, you would think that the business people would be front in line, standing right in line in the front to want a sovereign state, to want a position of liberty, and to want free enterprise.
Well, without a doubt, yeah. I think Doyle wanted us to address that Yes California a little bit more.
Okay.
Did you want to say anything more about that?
Well, are you talking about the CalExit folks?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a comment that you want to, something you want to bring up about that? Or?
Well, no, I was just curious as to what your position is on it.
Well, it's pretty simple.
I know what mine is, but... Okay, well, yours was.
It's pretty simple. I mean, when you look at their initiative number 16-0011, you know, the California Nationhood Initiative, it's very simple. Repeals provision in California Constitution stating California is an inseparable part of the United States and the United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land. What that's simply stating is they're wanting to get rid of Article 3 and Section 1 of the California Constitution, saying basically that it's inseparable from the United States, and they are disavowing the fact that the Constitution is the law of the land. Second sentences places question of whether California should become a separate country on a future ballot. Well, to me, I find that being, to a degree, seditious and also insurrection. Third sentence treats result of such future vote as declaring of independence from the United States, that is secession, if 50% of the registered voters participate and 55% of those voting approve. Well, the way I understand it, that's going to take an amendment to the Constitution, but I guess not according to them. Here's the best part. You're going to love this, Mike. This will make you want to pull your eyelashes out. Requires governor to request California admission to the United Nations. I kid you not.
No, I know. I'd heard that, actually. So my eyelashes are already pulled out.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, there's been some interesting questions. You know, I'd like to know what they think they're going to do with all the military bases. And, oh, by the way, I wonder if this new country would have nuclear weapons.
I don't know. They opened an embassy in Moscow, from what I understood.
Well, apparently that's because the leader of this thing has a girlfriend over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to our situation. I wanted to make sure that your audience realizes I'm preparing a little handout for the Tea Party up here this next Wednesday, and I think I was telling you about it, the representation that California has in comparison to the state that has the best model for representation. And we look at our 21 counties up here, and we have a population in those 21 counties of somewhere around 1.7 million. Okay, we have about, depending on how you want to count representation in the assembly, we have anywhere from 3 to 4 representatives representing 1.7 million people. But when you look at New Hampshire, New Hampshire has 1.3 million people, and they have 400 people representing them in what they call the House of Representatives. We call it the Assembly. Same thing. You have a comment on that for me?
Yeah, I do. It's called liberty. I mean, that's exactly what they have. The position that we have in California, you know, as you know, and initially there was around 11 counties that had one senator, which were the initial starting point of Jefferson when we started that. So you had one senator for 11 counties, and in Los Angeles County alone, you had 11 senators. Now, who wins that football game 11-1? Well, maybe Tom Brady, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, and actually, there's, you know, when you really break L.A. County down, they've got up to 15, because there's 15 senators down there. They have part of L.A. County, and they got part of another county.
Yeah, four of them do. Yes.
Senators there.
Yeah, four of them do. But, you know, I think that the whole idea of the jurisdiction that we would have as far as the possibilities, just the endless natural resources we have, just the endless amount of talent we have, it's just, it's an amazing thing. And when you stop and think about, we're 3 years old, a little over 3 years old. And right now, folks, what we're doing is we're living in the middle of history. And sometimes when you live in the middle of history, you don't really see the top end or the bottom end. We're right in the middle of it. But this is an amazing thing. And I would submit to you that there hasn't been a movement like this since 1776.
Amen. We're at the eye of the storm. And that's the thing. Yeah.
Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. Do you have any closing comments there, Mike?
Yeah, I'd like to just point out the fact that there's the last time we've had an Article 4, Section 3 state split was 1863. And people are thinking, oh, it'll never happen, this and that and so on. But, you know, you're watching what's happening with this Yes California, Cal Exit. You know, they want to secede from the Union. My goodness. When was the last time we had that? Well, back around the time that Virginia was trying to secede from the Union and join the Confederacy. And West Virginia was saying, hey, wait a minute, we want to be our own state. And back then, they weren't their own state. So they petitioned with the Congress, from my understanding, and somehow or another, they became another state. And I think that that has some possibilities for us down the road.
It does. It certainly does.
Well, folks, we're coming at our time of leaving you for this week.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
So much, buddy. Appreciate everything you do down there. Remember, folks, keep your powder dry. Time has come for 51.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet, buddy.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump turning back to the business of governing after a weekend of campaign-style appearances. The plan for today is to interview at least four candidates to be his new national security advisor. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One yesterday, Mr. Trump said he had many, many applicants for the job and also hinted he has a favorite. NASA's historic moonshot pad is back in business.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of the Falcon 9 to the space station on the first commercial launch from Kennedy Space Center's historic Pad 39A.
The SpaceX Falcon rocket blasting off this morning for